This is the Homebound Booze Hound for Thursday, the 10th of October, 2013. Today on the show, I will tell you about some of the beer fests and Oktoberfests going on right now around the country. And it's Thursday, so it's your drink of the week, which I'll get to at the end of the show. It's a beer cocktail, which are gaining popularity, apparently. But first, I want to talk a little bit about how my house is super dirty. I didn't realize that I cleaned as much as I did before that I had the baby. I don't have a lot of time to clean anymore. I used to clean a lot, sweeping, and yeah, I used to have a Swiffer that had a wet jet on it. Vacuuming was an easy thing, and I have a little hand vacuum that used to get the corners. Place used to be immaculate. Now, I think that the boy cleans more by drooling on his hand and sticking it in piles of dog fur around the place and just kind of maybe eating it. I vacuum 2 to 3 times a week and the carpet never looks clean. The kids' hands are constantly reminding me that we have 3 pets and their hair falls out. The wife just told me that I don't clean the kitchen sink nearly well enough because it should shine. And there may be things growing in the back of the refrigerator that I'm not aware of, or scientists are aware of. When you get up from our couch and you're wearing a dark color, you have dog hair all over you, and it's gross. I vacuum the couch also 3 times a week. It's part of the floor routine. But the dog is allowed on the couch, so it lasts a day. The bathroom's okay. I clean the toilet a bunch. I get behind the toilet maybe once or twice a month. And the drains, I make sure, don't have any rusty nonsense in them. And the sink top is like once a week. But still, it just seems like I can't keep up with it all. I'm pretty sure the cleanest thing in this house is my son's asshole. Because that gets cleaned like 6 times a day. If the cleanest thing in your house is an asshole, you got real trouble. Now on to some fall festivities in America. This is from travel.yahoo.com. Drink in the fall festivities at America's best beer festivals. I'm not going to get tripped up again by festivals that are over, though. I read this one beforehand. Cheers to autumn color and craft beer. Whether you swig your suds from a pitcher, chug them from a stein, or gulp them from a glass, this is the time to tap into one of the fall season's most spirited traditions, toasting the world's best beers. Fall is a busy time for U.S. beer festivals and beer week events, thanks in part to the example set by Munich, Germany, where the annual Oktoberfest draws 6 million partygoers to a giant beer bust. None of the U.S. events can match that, but the nation is setting records for the number of beer weeks and festivals taking place, with more than 2,000 now planned annually. See, in the United States, it's all about quantity, not quality. Some of the older U.S. events pattern themselves after the Munich Festival, but the newer ones pay homage to craft beers, an area where interest and sales are booming. Here are some of the nation's hottest hop spots. Happening today, through the weekend, the Great American Beer Festival in Denver is craft beer's Ground Zero. The largest event of its kind in the U.S., this mega festival, which toasts the best brews and brewers in the land, draws nearly 50,000 beer lovers to the Mile High City annually, for 3 days of tasting and judging. Now in its 32nd year, the event is so popular that tickets sold out in 20 minutes. This year's Great American Beer Festival will offer beer aficionados 3,100 beers from 624 breweries. And while craft beer lovers are tasting for pleasure, judges from throughout the world will be on hand to taste for business purposes, analyzing and scoring 4,875 beers. Bringing together brewers and beer lovers of all shapes and sizes, the Great American Beer Festival is a wonderful representation of just how far the U.S. brewing community has come. That's a lot of beers. I'm not sure why there's 2 numbers there. I guess there's about 1,700 beers that aren't for beer aficionados. This year's will offer 3,100 beers, but judges are scoring 4,800 beers. I don't know. But on October 12th, Saturday, is the Brooklyn Pour in New York City. Beer drinkers can bank on discovering some new flavors at the Brooklyn Pour Beer Festival, a day-long celebration of craft beer that takes place inside a landmark Art Deco bank building in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Sponsored by the Village Voice, the 3-year-old event offers ticket holders unlimited tastings of more than 100 beers, including some of the nation's best seasonal micro and reserve brews. In addition to beer tastings, the event will include entertainment, demonstrations, meet and greets, beer talks, and food. The venue, Skylight One Hansen, formerly known as the Williamsburg Savings Bank, is one of the tallest buildings in Brooklyn and one of the region's most famous landmarks. Next is Cleveland Beer Week. That's happening October 18th to the 26th. In Cleveland, a week has 9 days, at least as far as beer drinkers are concerned. The Rock and Roll City's annual homage to craft beer stretches weekend to weekend and features hundreds of keg-tapping, beer-sipping events at bars, restaurants, and other venues throughout Cuyahoga County. The five-year-old nonprofit event honors the rich tradition of Ohio brewing and promotes local establishments. Cleveland Beer Week kicks off on October 18th with parties in five neighborhoods, each featuring tastings of seven collaboration brews created specifically for Beer Week. Other major events include the Heights Music Hop, a Culture Yourself Premier Beer and Cheese Pairing Party, and an Ales on Rails train ride. The final event will be Brewzilla, a monster beer tasting, on October 26th. Hoptoberfest in Atlanta was October 5th. Fresh Hop Ale Festival in Yakima, Washington was October 6th. Just for, you know, reference for next year. Next is Big Bear Lake Oktoberfest in Big Bear Lake, California, every weekend through October 26th. High on a mountaintop, 100 miles east of Los Angeles, Bavarian wannabes have been hoisting steins and yodeling their way through fall for 43 years. Big Bear Lake Oktoberfest participants can test their mettle in a log sawing contest, a sausage-eating match, or a shoot-and-yodel competition that features a shot of Jägermeister followed by a chance to belt out a Swiss yodel. No Oktoberfest would be complete without barrels of beer, and participants in this alpine-like Southern California community drink about 500 kegs during the event, which draws nearly 25,000 merrymakers during its annual 7-weekend run. The event has indoor and outdoor stages with dance troupes and bands that play both polkas and pop music, and the food includes traditional favorites such as apple strudel and bratwurst. In San Diego, you have Beer Week and Guild Festival. That's November 1st through the 10th. They love their brewskis in sunny San Diego. This year, they're celebrating fall with a 10-day fall homage to local craft beer and San Diego's thriving brewing culture. Last year's Beer Week drew a crowd of 20,000 who participated in more than 400 events, ranging from beer dinners to meet and greets with local brewers. Festivities kick off with the Brewers Guild Festival on November 1st and 2nd, and conclude with a chef celebration of San Diego beer, a gourmet beer and food pairing event. The countrywide festival serves as a showcase for San Diego's breweries. The city is home to more than 50 breweries. Restaurants, pubs, and other businesses with ties to the craft beer community will also be there. Next, we have Austin Beer Week in Austin, Texas. It's October 25th to November 3rd. Sorry about that little voice thing that happened right there. Sorry. Trust Texans, who do everything in a big way, to develop their own Beer Olympics. Think keg lifting and other odd athletic pursuits to help them celebrate the fall drinking season. The Olympics event is just one of more than 100 activities planned for Austin Beer Week, which will take place in more than 40 venues throughout Austin and Central Texas, known locally as Texas Hill Country. Brewers, brewpubs, bars, and restaurants will all get into the act during the 10-day event, serving up seasonal and rare craft beer tappings, tastings with food pairings, multi-course beer dinners, beer and movie presentations, special outdoor parties, brew discussions, blah blah blah, a lot of shit. As part of the freewheeling nature of the event, beer and food bloggers, local artisans, celebrated chefs, and of course, the brewers themselves are all part of the mix. That's a lot of crap you can go to. But if you want to just sit home, have a beer, maybe have a little gin, and a little lemon juice, and a little honey syrup, you can have yourself a Beer's Knees Heffenweisen cocktail. It's your drink of the week! Beer's Knees Heffenweisen cocktail. Beer cocktails are all the rage right now. I'll tell you, that's true. That's a spicy bush. And we found that a great way to convince beer-only drinkers that they might be cocktail people after all are beer cocktails. For the Beer's Knees cocktail, you need 1.5 ounce Aviation American Gin. I would say any gin is good. 1 ounce of lemon juice, 1 ounce of honey syrup, and 3 ounces of Widmer Hefeweizen, or any Hefeweizen. In a pint glass, add spirits and mixers, through the beer. Beer first. Fill with ice, shake vigorously, strain into a Collins glass filled with or without ice, garnish with a lemon wedge. And if you need to make the honey syrup, combine equal portions of honey and water in a saucepan, bring to a boil until all the sugar has dissolved, and then let cool. Bam, honey syrup. Bam, beer's knees cocktail. Bam, drink of the week. Mmm!
One push comes to shove, you gotta push it.
That's it for today's show. Music by Off Duty Lesbian Cop. You can find them on Reverb Nation. You can reach me at homeboundboozehound@gmail.com and check out the blog at homeboundboozehound.wordpress.com. I'll see you next time. Take your shot, it's now or never. Kill him. Kill him. Out of sight, out of mind. Stop the tape and hit rewind.